Number 11, which is a similarity that we could bring up according to the Christian belief. Most Christians claim that Jesus is God. And the reason why we could use this as an evidence is because they are the ones who are claiming that Jesus is similar to Moses. So we can bring up the point, how do you believe that he is God? And then you say that he is similar to Musa, who was a prophet, while the Muslims say that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a prophet. Resemblance between them, now we're at number 12. When did Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam become a prophet? At the age of 40. When did Musa alayhi salam become a prophet? At the age of 40, and that's stated in the Bible. And the Bible states that Isa, Jesus, peace be upon him, became a prophet at the age of 30. So Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and Musa were given prophethood at the same age, while Isa alayhi salam was given prophethood at a younger age. Point number 13. Christians claim that Jesus was resurrected after his death. Neither Muslims nor Christians claim that Musa or Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was resurrected. Therefore, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is like Moses, but Jesus is unlike Moses. And we could go on with some further points. I think the point is made that the person who most resembled Moses alayhi salam is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. No one came after Musa alayhi salam who resembled him like Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, by all standards. Now, we talked about the similarity between this prophet and Moses, like unto thee. So let's look at other aspects of the prophecy. And now, since we have determined that Isa ibn Maryam, this prophecy does not apply to him, so who does it apply to then? Could it be someone else from among the Jews? Since Musa is giving a prophecy and he's speaking to the Jews, could it be someone other than Jesus? Well, he cannot be a Jew. The person whom this prophecy is talking about cannot be a Jew, because it says in Deuteronomy 34:10, and there arose not a prophet since in Israel like unto Moses. So this statement makes it clear that there would be no one among Bani Israel, the children of Israel, who is similar to Moses. Again, and there arose not a prophet since in Israel like unto Moses. So none of the prophets of Bani Israel is comparable to Moses. So who is it then? Well, the answer is right there in the prophecy. It says, prophet from among their brethren. So in the prophecy, it also excludes the Jews. It says from among their brethren, the brethren of the Jews. So here we have a prophet from among the brethren of the Jews. And who are the brethren of the Jews? Actually, there's only one nation that fulfills this description, and that is the Arabs. Why? Because Ibrahim alayhi salam had two sons, and two sons only, Ishaq and Ismail. Ishaq is the father of the Jews, Ismail is the father of the Arabs. Ishaq had Ya'qub, and Ya'qub is the father of the 12 tribes. So the Jews trace their ancestry to Ishaq, while the Arabs trace their ancestry to Ismail. So this verse is very clear. I mean, it says that here you have a prophet like Moses, and we saw the similarities between Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Moses. And he is not a Jew, but he is from among the brethren of the Jews, which are the Arabs. And then the prophecy goes on to say, and will put my words in his mouth. So God is saying that I will put my words in his mouth. In other words, this prophet will not be speaking of his own, but he will be speaking the words which are put in his mouth. And again, this fits exactly on the situation of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَمَا يَنطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ.
Muhammad is not speaking from his own. He's not speaking from his own desire. He's speaking the words that are put in his mouth by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Jibreel is putting the words of Allah in the mouth of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And you have in Quran many verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking, I am your Lord. أنا الله لا إله إلا أنا. أنا ربكم, I am your Lord, I am your God, and other verses. And the Quran, all of Quran, is the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put in the mouth of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, the Bible is different. Christians claim that the Bible was inspired by God, but the words are the words of men. And they admit that the Bible has many authors, many different authors. And the chapters of the Bible, or the books of the Bible, are named after these authors. So you have John, you have Matthew, you have Luke. So these are the names of the authors of these books. Dr. Graham Scroggie of the Moody Bible Institute, he says in his book, It is Human Yet Divine, he says, yes, the Bible is human, although some out of zeal, which is not according to knowledge, have denied this. Those books have been passed through the minds of men, are written in the language of men, were penned by the hands of men, and bear in their style the characteristics of men.